All right. By golly, that's exactly the way that goes, Dell.
Yes, you had it, buddy. You had it, and it never got away either. Are y'all enjoying Sam Bush and all these guys out here? I sure was. Man, you guys are cutting it tonight.
Oh, I swear you are. I just hope these instruments can take what we're fixing to give them the rest of the
You're
night.
You're punishing them, my buddy.
Well, we're trying. But David had mentioned earlier, we met, Dog and I met in 1965 at the Roanoke Bluegrass Festival. And I never got to play one of these kind there, Gibson F5. And I had an A model mandolin, and I thought it was pretty good till I got up to Roanoke and saw some of these other ones. And I was just playing my A50 when all of a sudden a voice from above said, "Hey man, play a good one." And he dropped a mandolin in my hands, and that's when I met the Grizzly. And next year.
If I know what I know, what I know now, Sammy, I might not have given you that mandolin.
But that was in '65, and that was a wonderful festival. Next year was more people came. The country gentlemen came, and on Friday night there was this incredible set by this guy, Del. Well, I thought his name was Delma.
I did too for a long time.
Well, the promoter's name is Carlton Haney, and he's from around the North Carolina, Virginia area. And the way he pronounced him, he went, "Ladies and gentlemen, Delma Coleridge." So I'm in the audience, and I'm saying, "Man, this Delma cat rocks. I love this guy." And on that particular night, playing the mandolin was this guy that I met the year before named Grisman. So. Check out that one on YouTube sometime. It's one of the greatest sets of bluegrass I ever heard. So you may have done this that night, but here's one Dell and I will do that. Roll on, buddy. Roll on.